This is Passport to Texas. We call outdated oil rigs, decommissioned ships, and other materials placed in the Gulf of Mexico, where they become marine habitat, artificial reefs.
Smaller types of organisms will attach to that and begin the basics of a food web.
Dale Shively oversees the Artificial Reef Program for Texas Parks and Wildlife. Small marine organisms, which are always in the Gulf but diffuse, become concentrated on reefed materials, which in turn attract a variety of fish species.
So you're basically giving the marine environment a base or foundation to get started on.
Artificial reefs in federal and state waters create improved angling and diving opportunities. That brings dollars to coastal communities.
By creating artificial reefs, we've helped to increase those populations of marine life and basically give divers and anglers more opportunities to experience those types of things out there in the Gulf.
These man-made reefs will last for many decades, enhancing the ecosystem and angling for generations to come.
Unless they're a migratory species, once fish and marine life have acclimated to that area and start to reproduce, then they'll stay there and will spend most of their life in that one particular area.
The Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series and is funded by your purchase of fishing equipment and motorboat fuel. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.